Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing. We proudly tell God's other churches about your endurance and faithfulness in all the persecutions and hardships you're suffering. From this bold introduction to Paul's second letter to the church in Thessalonica, you might have thought that they were perfect, but they weren't. As the letter progresses, he addresses a number of issues. They'd got confused about the timing of the Lord's return, and many of them had become lazy, using the excuse that there was no point in getting a job if the Lord might come back at any time. They were far from perfect. But there was still much to celebrate, and Paul does so with confidence. Their faith was deepening, their love for one another was growing, and the way in which they were standing up to persecution was impressive. It's so easy for us to focus on the failings of other people. Because churches are made up of sinners, we shouldn't be surprised that there is often misunderstanding, tension, and difficulty among Christians. Sad as that is, it's an inevitable part of living in a broken world. We must be careful not to focus our attention on the negatives. We need to encourage one another. And so amid the disappointments, we should look carefully for those things we can praise and celebrate in one another. Paul was clearly convinced that encouragement was the right approach. I think the most stunning illustration of this is found in his opening words to the church in Corinth. In his first letter, he reveals such a long list of their failures, it might feel as if they got absolutely nothing right. Their worship was chaotic, they were divided, they totally misunderstood and mishandled spiritual gifts, and to cap it all, they had a case of incest in the church, which they hadn't addressed. It was a very gloomy situation. But Paul began the letter by saying, "I always thank God for you and for the gracious gifts he's given you." What a wonderful attitude. When we're feeling glum and depressed about the failures of our fellow Christians, we would do well to remember Paul's example. So let me ask you this question. In what ways would you praise the members of your church? And now let's pray together. Lord God, thank you for the blessing of belonging to your church. Help us to celebrate the qualities of our Christian brothers and sisters and to forgive their shortcomings. Amen. I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.